Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a few months ago, one of you guys wrote and asked, where is the best place for teenagers to get a summer job or to work? What would be the most ideal in terms of money, in terms of real-life training? You know, I told you guys that I worked at Jack in the Box to support myself. I was only making about $4 an hour at the time, but I worked there. And then, since it wasn't enough money, I also tutored, and then I did some assistant secretarial jobs on campus. And between those three part-time jobs, I was able to support myself. It wasn't ideal. But you just didn't make a lot of money in fast food. You didn't make a lot of money in a lot of that work. But they kind of differed no more than about a dollar an hour. So, And I didn't really work when I was in a teenager. My parents didn't want me to. They needed the money, but and you know my sister. But they were afraid that I'd get raped coming back from work or I would get into drugs and all that. And they just wouldn't let me hold a job. And I was very frustrated by that because I wanted to. I wanted to raise money and get money so I could move out. And whatever money I did have, they needed for the pot. I'm like, well, then let me just make you guys more money. Then I get out of the house and get away from you guys because I didn't want to be around them. And so I didn't really start working until the second I moved out. And that was when I was 18. And so for me, I thought that fast food or the movie theater, you know, like Fast Time at Ridgemont Highs, working at a store in the mall, great experience. You know, you get to see people, you get to meet people, you get to flirt, you get to see what it's like to have a boss, you get fired. Those are really good experiences. But in order for an employer to hire a high school student, you know, there has to be some incentive. Because high school students, they're like, well, I got to, you know, study. Or there's a game, and I need off Friday night. High school students will never work Friday or Saturday. Although that was actually great. For those of us that didn't really have a lot of dates, you could just say, oh, man, well, I have to work. So that's why I can't go to the dance. But still, the average high school student wants to be off Friday or Saturday. So in order for an employer to put up with the lack of flexibility or ability a lot of high school students have, they get something out of it because it's a lower wage. So rather than employing a mother of three, if you have a 16-year-old kid that only wants to work Monday, Wednesday, and maybe Sunday afternoon, you know, you can do it. And that's kind of how it's been for a while, until the recession hit. And when the recession hit, then there was such severe job loss that people had to find jobs anywhere. And I noticed during those years, and everybody says the recession ended in 2009. I remember things differently. I remember there was a recession all the way till 2015. It was bad. And I start to notice, if I did go to Wendy's or something like that, that there would be middle-aged people working. Well, then I'm thinking to myself, well, damn, that's just not enough money. There's no way they're making enough to feed their family. So we started to be in a situation where rather than fast food was going to be, you know, students or, you know, people kind of new to the world, you know, getting some part-time jobs or part-time work. One is bosses needed more, you know, stability in terms of their employee staff, but employees needed more money. So there was a push to pay fast food more. The thing is the higher fast food went up on their labor costs, the higher their food costs came. So the $1.99 menu or the 99-cent menu started to shrink. Well, now in California, Lawmakers have approved on Monday a bill to create a new 10-member fast food council with equal numbers of workers, delegates, and employer representatives, along with two state officials empowered to set minimum standards for wages, hours, and working conditions in California. This would cap any minimum wage increase for fast food workers at chains with more than 100 restaurants at $22 an hour next year, compared to the statewide minimum of $15.50 an hour. So what that means is, it wouldn't go over $22 an hour, but people who work in fast food could make about $22 an hour. That's some damn good money. The thing is fast food, most restaurants don't pay their employees that much because tips and things like that. Fast food, you don't necessarily get tips. So if they don't pay their workers, they can't have workers, then they can't have their fast food joint. But the reason why fast food joints are fast food and have that market is because they're cheap. So the Senate approved the measure on a 21-12 vote over bipartisan opposition. The Assembly sent it to Governor Gavin Newsom on a 41-16 vote. And it was the debate was split along party lines. Republicans opposed. Three Democratic senators voted against it. Several did not vote. They said it's innovative, you know, but of course the big concern is what's going to happen. Are they, you know, they're unionizing? Is it going to drive up the cost? And then, you know, so here's my thing. You can't live on, I couldn't live on $4 an hour. You can't live on $9 an hour. Minimum wage being set to 15 is great, but with inflation rising, then, you know, it's not enough. But the problem is one of the reasons why we have inflation, one is the government spending, but two is you got to pay your workers more. Pay your workers more. So when you pay your workers more, you have to change your prices. How many haircut places now, you're like, I'm spending this on a haircut? Well, it's because they had to pay their stylist more. Same thing with food. You're spending this much on a sandwich because they have to pay their workers and their staff more. So I don't know what this is going to do in terms of inflation. You know, restaurant owners, you know, they are concerned, all right? This is going to increase consumer cost. I mean, a restaurant, you know, can very easily say, okay, then you know what? Instead of a $5.99 burger, that burger is going to be $7.99. How many people are going to go to fast food for an $8 sandwich? This is going to drive automation, and what's going to happen is we're going to have robots making our burgers. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, former President Donald Trump is seeking a reinstatement into the presidency or a, quote, new election immediately. Now, this is something that the 2022 drama just doesn't let up. This follows the news that Facebook suppressed a story about Hunter Biden in their news feeds when Mark Zuckerberg was on the Joe Rogan show, and he admitted that they suppressed it because they, I don't know, thought it was fake news, or there was some, I don't know what exactly happened. Now Republican Senators Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley have demanded that Facebook hand over all communications with the FBI, the Justice Department, and other government bureaucrats relating to first son Hunter Biden, his laptop, business dealings, and Russian disinformation. So in a letter to Facebook boss Mark Zuckerberg, Senator Johnson, who's a ranking member of the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, and Senator Grassley, a ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, has asked for the names of all FBI and DOJ officials who warned Facebook that an impending document dump before the 2020 election would be Russian disinformation, leading the social media giant to mistakenly suppress the post Hunter Biden laptop story. This has been reported by New York Post. So if Zuckerberg was like, look, they told me this was going to be Russian disinformation, so we made sure it didn't come up on the feeds, and it wasn't Russian disinformation. It actually happened. And so I see why Trump's ticked. I see why a lot of people are ticked. And I think, you know, many people are like, well, what the hell is going on here? So the senator said, the American people deserve to know whether the FBI used Facebook as part of their alleged plan to discredit information about Hunter Biden. They say if so, Congress and the American people require clarity with respect to the extent the FBI communicated with Facebook during the 2020 election about Hunter Biden related information. So Zuckerberg told Joe Rogan on his podcast last week that in the weeks before the 2020 election, the FBI came to Facebook specifically to warn them that there was, quote, about to be a Russian propaganda effort with a document dump which fit the pattern of the post October 14th, 2020 story. So fake news, this is where it confuses you guys. Okay, on one end, there's fake news. On the other end, there's real news being called fake news. He said, basically, the background here is the FBI. I think this is what Mark Zuckerberg said. He said, I think basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, you should be on high alert. We thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that, so just be vigilant. Senators Johnson and Grassley said Zuckerberg's revelation that Facebook took steps to censor information about Hunter Biden on its platform based on the FBI's guidance raises even more questions about the FBI's actions regarding Hunter Biden's laptop. They said, as you know, whistleblowers have recently alleged to Senator Grassley that in August 2020, FBI officials initiated a scheme to downplay derogatory information on Hunter Biden for the purpose of shutting down investigative activity relating to his potential criminal exposure by calling it disinformation. That's why I can't say, when I heard disinformation or misinformation, and I heard they were going to do a board, that got me nervous, because doctors trying to tell the truth could be silenced, and then information that might not be true, but if it fits the narrative, gets out there. This misinformation thing was probably one of our amid all the other dark, ugly things that have happened, you know, in our history. This misinformation is one of the most damaging, included in a lot of the other damaging ones. It has to be on that list, because now it's if you are right about something, you're silenced, and the censorship is very discriminatory. In a second letter Tuesday, well, they say whistleblowers have alleged to Senator Johnson that the local FBI leadership instructed its employees not to look at the Hunter Biden laptop immediately after the FBI obtained it. In a second letter Tuesday to Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Director Christopher Wray, the Republicans demand records relating to the DOJ's and FBI's contact with Facebook, Twitter, and other social media companies relating to the Biden family, Hunter's laptop, and Russian disinformation. They complained about the FBI's consistent failure to answer congressional inquiries. They say the FBI's consistent efforts to falsely paint information relating to Biden family misconduct as Russian disinformation continues to draw serious concerns. It looks suspicious. In August 2020, they said the FBI provided an unnecessary and unsolicited briefing that was used by our Democratic colleagues to falsely paint our Biden investigation as advancing Russian disinformation. Our investigation was based on Obama-Biden administration records and included transcribed interviews of witnesses who once were employees of that administration. They said the FBI's ill-conceived actions not only interfered in our congressional investigation by frustrating and obstructing our ability to advance the matters under review, it also interfered with the 2020 election. So from there, Trump now wants a new election immediately, after news that Facebook temporarily limited this story. Trump has responded to Facebook, now Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg's comments about the laptop saying fit the pattern. He put this statement out on Truth Social, and it now, I guess, doubles his election fraud claims. Many, you know, Republicans are kind of mixed on that. And I told you how I stand with this, you know. All right. I mean, if Biden was elected, he's a president. But I am very, very frustrated with the back and forth. And, you know, didn't they just find in, I don't know if it was Boston, didn't they just find a bunch of ballots from 2020 that was never mailed out? People didn't get their ballots, and they found them just sitting there in the post office. I mean, we hear about all these different accounts. You know, people getting arrested for election fraud, people voting for their dead husband or dead wife, and we keep being told, but it wasn't enough to change the election. Would the Hunter Biden laptop story really have changed the election? We'll ask you, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. People who love Trump would have voted for Trump. People who love Biden would have voted for Biden. But was the drama surrounding the laptop and, you know, that significant? For some that say, yeah, if Hunter did, you know, have proof that he, for the big guy, worked with China or Russia and used his, used his family tree to be able to benefit and involved Daddy Biden, that could have made Biden unelectable. If there was this lie, this misinformation, if people were accusing Trump of misinformation and they found that he was telling the truth the whole time, now that starts to revert. Well, you know, Trump just spreads misinformation. That's what I hear from people. They go, look, you know, I don't like what the Democrats are doing, but I just don't want a president that spreads misinformation. I go, what misinformation? Well, he said to inject clean. He never said to inject cleaner. I saw the press conference. What he said is, wouldn't it be great for what we have that's out there that can kill bugs if there was a way we could get it into our body? Meaning, like, is there a in vivo application of something that is showing to kill the virus in vitro? And he looked over at Dr. Deborah Birx, like, you know, is there something we could figure out? You know, the problem is every time he goes off transcript, he says stuff, but it was not very, you know, academically worded. But that's what he meant. He never said, I want every American to go into their cupboard, find a Drano, find a needle, and stick it in a vein. Nobody said that. So now when people say, well, yeah, you know, we can't vote for Trump because he has misinformation, if the stuff he's saying is coming up true, then people are like, okay, what happened here? So in his statement, Trump wrote in all capital letters, FBI buried the Hunter Biden laptop story before the election, knowing that if they didn't, Trump would have easily won the 2020 presidential elections. This is a massive fraud and election interference at a level never seen before in this country. Remedy, declare the rightful winner, or, and this would be the minimal solution, declare the 2020 election irreparably compromised and have a new election immediately. So here's the thing. We can't, I don't know if that was the right verbiage. You know, I get Donald Trump is sore about it. You know, all he could do right now is run again. And I see why he's mad. You know, I mean, I would be upset too, but you cannot, you know, necessarily speak like this. You know, there have been calls for people to say that the election was compromised, but nobody's going to do it. So all he could now do is just move forward and try and run again. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Guard is being activated as residents in Mississippi's capital city are without safe running water due to lots of rain and flooding. Governor Tate Reeves made that decision, and he also declared a state of emergency. He noted Jackson can't produce enough water for many things, including everyday tasks like flushing toilets. Everything from gas to groceries is more expensive these days, but Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says it's not the administration's fault.
I would argue that inflation is from the past administration for not acting on COVID-19. When the economy got shut down, that administration had no plan to get people back to work.
Meanwhile, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is blaming the 40-year high inflation on all the spending the Democrats have done since taking control of all three branches of government. USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Sorry, I ate some fruit snacks, and those take a long time to chew. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you're in Jackson, Mississippi, you have been told, some of you have been told, to not drink the water. This is horrifying and very dangerous. But Mississippi's capital is going to go without reliable drinking water indefinitely after pumps at the main water treatment plant failed yesterday. This led to an emergency distribution of bottled water and tanker trucks for 180,000 people. The city linked the failure to complications from the flooding of the Pearl River. Mississippi's Governor Tate Reeves declared a state of emergency, said the cause is unknown, but that the city-run water treatment plant has been poorly operated and understaffed for years. Jackson has 150,000 residents, 30,000 in surrounding communities, could go without running water indefinitely. Officials warned anyone with access to tap water to boil it for 3 minutes. Jackson is more than 80% black or African American, according to the U.S. Census data and The Guardian. So Reeves said, do not drink the water. In too many cases, it is raw water from the reservoir being pushed through the pipes. Whoa. The city said recent flooding of the Pearl River caused by torrential rains created complications at the O.B. Curtis Water Treatment Plant, which sits next to a reservoir that drains into the river just north of town. For a month, the town has been under an alert warning residents to boil any tap water that they intend to drink. Reeves said the motors powering the plant pumps went out recently, leaving it to operate on backup pumps, and those backup pumps failed yesterday. The state planned to set up an incident command center at the plant by early Tuesday, hoping to reestablish operations. Until it is fixed, it means we do not have reliable running water at scale. It means the city cannot produce enough water to fight fires, to reliably flush toilets, and to meet other critical needs. So the crisis has kind of shown that there's some disconnect between Democratic Mayor of Jackson, Chokey Antar Lumumba, and the Republican governor. Reeves said he did not invite Lumumba to Monday's news conference and said, I can't comment on what effect the flooding may or may not have had. The city operates the area's two water treatment plants, the O.B. Curtis plant, which treats 50 million gallons a day, and the Feewell plant, which I guess normal production of 20 million was increased to 30 million gallons. They say because water pressure drops system-wide, officials cannot guarantee running water, and they do not know how many homes are affected. In the meantime, the Jackson's Public School District is going to shift the students online. The city and state were both distributing bottled drinking water and non-potable water for toilets, which the governor called a massively complicated logical task. Yeah, this is a mess. And, there is going to be a bunch of finger-pointing. Where this went down, is it that they don't have enough people? Is it that it wasn't being managed? Was it purposely messed with? This is something that obviously has to be investigated. And, you know, once they figure out, somebody's going to get fired. But, yeah, this is sadly a crisis that I'm trying to see if I have any other information as to what they think could have happened. But sadly, there's going to be people getting sick. I'm licensed in Mississippi. I have not necessarily seen an increase in people calling. I'm licensed in Mississippi, and I work for a telemedicine company. And so as people are coming, as people call in, we'll, you know, treat whatever we can. We have had nausea. We have had diarrhea, but I don't necessarily know if that is, we've been seeing that though all across the board. There's been a lot of vomiting, a lot of diarrhea. You know, Governor Reeves said the cause is unknown and that the treatment plant had been poorly operated and understaffed for years. Why is that? Who runs the plant? Who's in charge? Is it the mayor? Is it the governor? Is it local Congress people? Who, what? So this is a cluster and a half. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the sports world, and well, the rest of us as well, was watching what happened with Matt Areza. And there is a civil lawsuit alleging gang rape by former Bills punter, who I believe is a rookie, and two others. Most recently, his parents have issued a lengthy statement to KUSI in San Diego. And the full statement is, so basically what happened is Matt Areza was, I believe, at a party. And there was a girl who was drunk and said that Matt had asked her to perform oral sex and then took her to a bedroom. And then they had sex, and then two others had sex with her while she was going in and out of consciousness. And then I believe either the next day or a few days later, Matt warned her, you might want to get your chlamydia checked. You might want to get a chlamydia test. And so, you know, when you hear that, you're like, okay, well, what the heck happened? You know, we don't, sadly, girls who get drunk, and I'm not sure, I think she was 17 years old, I have to find the details. But, you know, sadly, these are things that are happening all too often. But it also doesn't fit the picture of somebody raping, but then calling to make sure that they get themselves checked and evaluated for an STD. It is a little unique in that. So it's a little confusing as to what happened. So this is the statement from the family. The family says the rule of law, this is the family of Arazia, Matt Arazia, the rule of law is innocent until proven guilty. That is not our experience. There has been war waged on our son. He has been tried and convicted in the media based on information released solely from the alleged victim and her attorney, much of it through social media. People have taken this information as factual when it's not. We do not wish this experience on anyone, but question why our son is the only one receiving this kind of treatment by social media and national news media. The vitriol has been on him alone. He has been extorted, discriminated against, harassed, and the subject of multiple and continuous threats of violence and death. He has been released from his job, and our entire family continues to receive horrific threats of violence and death. We have all been canceled, every member of our family. They said salacious rumors grew as fact. There are multiple witness reports to deny the claims that are made against him. The legal system is designed to find the facts and make decisions. They should be allowed to do that. She said, obviously, threats of violence or death directed to... Oh, anyway, the article said the threats are illegal, obviously. But the Bills general manager, Brandon Bean, explained on Saturday night during the press conference the team's decision to remove him. Because the Bills were getting a lot of heat for not having removed him right away. And, you know, he said that, I think he had, if I remember his statement correctly, he said, you know, information is evolving. We had a lot of information to go through. And we had, to, you know, we were making decisions on the information we had at hand. And then once they got more information, they decided to, you know, let him go. But, you know, the Bills now are under fire by both sides going, well, do we know exactly what happened? And was he, you know, is he guilty? And this is tricky because rape accusations are pretty frequent in the sports world and in multiple arenas. And sadly, rapes happen all too often. On the flip side, accusations happen often, all too often. And so, when you have a position, you know, when you have a situation like this, you know, people are gonna. They used to err on the side of like, you have to prove you were raped. If you can't prove you were raped, and so a lot of people stayed quiet. Now there's this. Okay, somebody said they were raped. We got to believe them. We have to believe the victim until proven otherwise. And so it has put, you know, industries into a very tricky situation. So, again, I don't have all the details, but if it's true that he reported to her you might want to get a chlamydia test, then that does insinuate they did have some sort of sexual activity. But was it unconsensual? 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that Christian medical groups cannot be forced to perform abortion or gender reassignment surgeries, which is something that I believe the Constitution protects the organizations from being forced. So the federal government cannot now force a Christian medical organization to perform an abortion or gender transition surgery under the Affordable Care Act. That's according to a federal appeals court. It was a unanimous ruling, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which upheld a lower court's permanent order shielding Christian groups from anti-discrimination lawsuits under a provision known as Section 1557 in the ACA. This was within the Affordable Care Act. The groups in the lawsuit were Christian Medical and Dental Associations, Specialty Physicians of Illinois, Catholic Hospital System, Franciscan Alliance, Inc. Each said performing an abortion or gender reassignment surgery would violate their religious freedoms. The judges wrote that the providers faced harm because the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services had repeatedly refused to disavow enforcement against them. They said in its brief on appeal, HHS simply says it has not to date evaluated whether it will enforce Section 1557 against Franciscan Alliance. In other words, it concedes that it may. Circuit Judge Don Willett wrote, in rejecting the government's argument, we have repeatedly held the plaintiffs have standing in the face of similar prosecutorial indecision. So I'm sorry, that sounds a little bit confusing. So maybe the ACA does. I have to look up what Section 15.5 says. Sorry about that. I don't have it available here. The Dr. Dahlia Show news team just does not do the research I need them to. They're still in bed, by the way. Yes. Yeah, they're still sitting there. And yes, the cats and dogs are on the they are on the payroll, the cats and dogs, but they don't help. Oh, there we go. Section 1557 prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, national origin, age, disability, or sex in covered health programs. But on the flip side, it's supposed to also protect that if you do have a belief, you can't be discriminated against. So if it's a federally funded program, this is always tricky. It's always tricky. And, you know, for the life of a mother, to save the life of a mother or to save the life of a fetus, to interfere with the pregnancy, to get the fetus out, to help the fetus life or help mom's life, it's a no-brainer. But to end a healthy fetus's life, if mom's life is not in jeopardy, and she wasn't raped, and this wasn't incest, it's very difficult for a doctor to do. And there are many doctors out there that won't do it. I know tons of pro-choice doctors that will never perform an abortion. They write to a woman choosing, but just don't ask them to kill the fetus. They don't want to do that. Again, to save the life of a mother, we do whatever it takes. But if mom wasn't raped, this was, we got pregnant and, well, we don't know what we want to do with it, then we refer them to somebody who can help them manage it and go through whatever choice they do. But there's a lot of physicians that don't want to be the one that actually stops the heartbeat. It's tough. And it's tough to ask anybody to do it. It's tough on the women who are making the decision to end the life of the fetus. And it's tough on the doctor and the medical staff that take part in it. So there has to be some room for who's going to, what do you do about procedures that you feel may be unethical. Now, gender transitioning. I don't have an issue with that. I could help a person with that. I don't have the medicine background. But some people, they feel that they are, messing with nature, and they feel that there is an ethical conflict if they try to remove somebody's, functioning body parts or, remove a person's, breasts, and many doctors are being now criticized in people who are regretting the transitioning. And they're like, why did the doctors not talk to me more about it? Why did, the doctor took away my breasts, the doctor took away my penis, the doctor took away. So a lot of doctors are like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be, I don't want to be the brunt of that. I'll help heal you if you have an infection. I'll help take care of your heart. I'll help take, but for that, we'll leave it to whoever wants to do it. So there are specialists who choose, but to force a doctor to do something they're not comfortable with, that's tricky. So Joe Davis of the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty represents the Christian groups, called the ruling a major victory for conscious rights and compassionate medical care in America. The case was Franciscan Alliance versus Becerra, and it began when the group sued in federal court in Wichita Falls, Texas, challenging an Obama-era Health and Human Services Secretary rule, which interpreted Section 1557 as requiring healthcare providers to perform abortions or gender reassignment surgery if they receive federal funding or participate in the ACA exchanges. In 2019, the U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor vacated parts of the ruling but declined to enter an injunction, A year later, Trump rescinded the rule. So the plaintiffs appealed to the Fifth Circuit, asking for an injunction. The court remanded the case to O'Connor for further consideration. He then entered a broad injunction against enforcing 1557 against the Christian groups to require the abortion and gender reassignment services. HHS appealed the injunction, culminated in Friday's ruling, and that's when the Fifth Circuit sided with the lower court. So I know people worry when they hear, well, gosh, no one's going to do abortions now. No one's going to do gender reassignment surgery. No, there are people that are doing, there's still thousands upon thousands of clinicians who are comfortable with abortion services, comfortable with gender reassignment. That will still go on. The issue is, can you force a doctor to do it? And you don't want a doctor forced. There's a facility that doesn't want you, you don't want them, but I get, if you have an insurance and the insurance is the only one you have and none of the providers want to perform your gender reassignment surgery, it's a problem. I get that. And it's because we promised that insurance would cover everything. Well, insurance doesn't cover everything. And there has to be, I think the whole insurance thing is very ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous that you're paying a crap load of money each month to an insurance company to ask a doctor to charge you less. I really believe that how it should work is, rather than give the insurance company all this money, have the patient and the doctor negotiate themselves. And this will then be, it would then be a supply and demand sort of thing. If a doctor, and there could be government suggestions on prices and things like that, but to have the insurance company involved where you pay the insurance company and then you don't really get what you need out of the insurance company and then you get mad at the doctor and if there are doctors that perform those services, then they're the ones that get the money. They're the ones that you see. If there are doctors that don't, then they don't get the business. And we have to make sure that everybody, takes care of everybody, and we have to. Well, then at that point, that's when you start getting people just leaving. There's been many, many people that said, look, I just can't do it. I can't, almost going broke, filing bankruptcy to be able to take care of patients on this plan. I told you guys what happened, which was very kind of odd, was when the Obamacare premiums went up, most doctors will collect something up front because they just kept, I can't tell you how many patients we just offer free day after day after day. Well, one patient had the insurance company say, no, you cannot charge towards their deductible up front. We were going to charge like $20 or $30 or $50. You have to wait till we give the EOB. And I go, but this person didn't pay last time. They didn't pay the time before. They're not going to pay again. They go, sorry, that's just the way it is. So a lot of doctors are like, we're done. So this does help those that don't want to feel like they are forced to commit, actions that they aren't comfortable with. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.